Good morning, 6:29 a.m. on Thursday, June 30th, 2016. Last day of June, first day of the rest of my life. Good morning. My nose is running. I'm not sure why. It's a lovely morning. It's a little bit cool, 60 degrees, 62, someplace in there. A little bit humid, a little bit overcast. There's a lot of cloud around. It's not very fat, thick cloud. It's not like lowering overhead. A little bit of macro sky up there. It's a little bit of thin cloudiness up there. I didn't lose any words last night. I didn't make as many words as I wanted to yesterday, but you know, one step at a time. So what I'm thinking about today is the workshop for the Western Slope, the Recommend Fiction Writers Educational Coordinator, and one of the other IPAL members and I have been sort of brainstorming this idea. Since we're not limited actually to what that day-long workshop is going to be, we're trying to find ideas that will apply to pretty much everybody who's a writer. And one of the topics that is going around on Science Fiction Writers of America is this idea of taking control of your career, taking control of your practice. And there's a lot of different ways to approach it. There's a lot of different ideas that could fall under that umbrella, and we've been sort of batting some of those around. We need to get it down to maybe three big ideas, three takeaways for the day. Maybe four, two in the morning, two in the afternoon. Maybe six, three in the morning, three in the afternoon. Somewhere in there, I don't know exactly where. And the challenge is to couch it in terms of, you know, what you could do, and to give attendees some actionable things that they can do when they get back. So some really concrete takeaways. I'm not sure exactly what those might be. The pieces that people seem to struggle with the most are marketing, and to a lesser extent, but probably more intimidating because they don't let themselves think about it too much, is you know, the business organization piece. It's like, okay, how do you pay taxes? What taxes do you pay? How do you manage your income and outgo? How do you How do you deal with this? And how do you track progress? How do you track what's happening? And I think part of the problem. Oh, and there's an infrastructure piece. It's like, I can't tell you the number of times that I've gone into writers' discussion group on Google Plus and said, you know, answering questions like, do I really need a website? Yes. Yes. You need a website. You need a place where people who want to find out more about you can find you. And it can't be Facebook because not everybody's on Facebook. It can't be Google Plus because not everybody's on Google Plus. It can't be Twitter because not everybody's on Twitter. But everybody who's on any of those places is on the web. So if you get on a web and have your own storefront, you have your own address. Then there's a place where people can find you. Regardless of where they might be coming from, regardless of where they might be. And I think that's a sort of a theme that we can go through, is finding Nemo, finding the largest audience. For whatever it is. Then there's the issue of how, you know, the idea of the blog. It's like, how often do you blog? I'm seriously of the mind that you blog when you have something to say. And some of you know that that's not, for me, that's not very common. Because while I don't have a lot to say on my blog, the reality is I do subscribe to some of the basic precepts of content marketing. But the problem is that the content that people want is not a new blog post, generally speaking. Once a month, which reminds me, tomorrow's the new day of the month, so I've got a blog post ready for Nathan Lowell and Quarter and Solar Clipper. I should probably put a note into Lammas Wood to let people know I'm not completely dead. So this is what I need to do today, tomorrow. Today would be better if I could schedule the post to drop overnight, then I don't have to worry about it tomorrow. You guys hear pruning trees and picking out the bigger bottom deadest branches on a large spruce. Nice hat. Anyway, so yeah, organizing your business. How do you find, you know, where are the most people? And then there's the whole SEO website to drive sales, which might work for fiction, for nonfiction, but is sadly misplaced for people writing fiction. Oh wow! I just made the eastern turn. It's the sun is behind one of those thicker bands of clouds, so there's absolutely no sun here this morning. Well, it's a little bit of light, but. Cool. Of course, I'm also early enough that I'm not going to have to deal with much sunlight anyway. There's going to be plenty of shade. So this idea of taking charge of your careers, one that's resonating with the other two people who are brainstorming with me. I hope I can get them to give me some input. But one of the problems is that bunk post. I think one of the problems is that I've given this so much thought that I'm not operating at the same place they are. They're not working on a level where they have models to predict behaviors and outcomes, where they don't have a mental model of content marketing. They don't have a mental model of managing your business. They don't have a mental model of marketing. They don't understand basic concepts like the difference between social media and broadcast marketing. That continuum idea that broadcast marketing is effective but inefficient, and the social media is effective and efficient, but broadcast marketing is very easy. It's just very expensive to do effectively, and social media marketing is expensive in terms of spending time, and it's not so much spending time on a day-to-day basis, it's spending time in terms of years to build that following, to build that base of readers, to build, for in my case, build a base of listeners, to translate it into a base of readers. Which I think is why Tanith Fairport hasn't really taken off, is that I've only got the one book on Podio Books. It hasn't really, that franchise, the Lummis Wood, hasn't really had the same kind of exposure that Ishmael has. And I think that's one of the reasons that people aren't signing up in droves to read Tanith Fairport adventures. They sell, but they're also ran in terms of what's moving. Quarter Share regularly sells more every month than Ravenwood. In spite of the fact that I think Ravenwood is more approachable, I think Ravenwood is more, for lack of a better term, more commercial. I think it's more what people expect. And they see, okay, epic fantasy, what is epic fantasy? And then I sort of twist it a little bit when I get into the story, but they, by then, presumably, they are hooked. That's what I hope, anyway. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. So that's really what I've been thinking about this morning. That's what I've been thinking about since. It's not what I've been thinking about since last night. I got my 1,000 words in, recovered from the night before when I lost them. And so yesterday was a blue day for writing. It was a green day for walking. Today, be with any luck, it'll be a green day for walking and talking. And you know, I'm going to be home by 7, which should give me plenty of time to get something to eat, play a little bit to cleanse the mental palate. And when the alarm goes off at 9 o'clock, hit it hard. Yeah, so this morning was a bad morning. I didn't get up at 4 o'clock. The cats waited until 5 o'clock to tell me it was time to feed them breakfast, which I thought was a very nice thing for them to do. Usually it's 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they get me up, which isn't bad, but makes for a broken night's sleep. So I had a good night's sleep last night. I went to bed relatively early, slept in relatively late. I'm getting a walk out of the way first thing. And now we'll take the day as it comes. Take the day as it comes. I'm not all tensed up over what has to happen today. There isn't anything I've seen. There isn't anything on the calendar. It's trash day. It's recycle day. Trash is already out. Recycling is already out. My wife wants me to look at the sprinklers in the front yard because there's slightly browned grass on the edge by the sidewalk, compared to the much browner lawns around us. I'm not seeing that as a problem. She's seeing it as, oh my God, our lawn is going to die. So I will look at it. In fact, I'm kind of hoping that the sprinklers will be around to that zone by the time I get back. I'm almost at the point where I can see it. I am there, but the sprinklers either haven't come around or they've come all the way around and stopped. What did I have for breakfast today? I think we had eggs yesterday. Eggs the day before, so I have something different today. Oh yes, we had French toast yesterday, which wasn't my choice, but wasn't bad. Today we get my choice, which I think will be oatmeal. I've got enough cranberries to make oatmeal today. Oh yes, because we're in the middle of the backyard. And the mower's running, the big mower down in the park, which means my wife will probably be awake too early today because of the noise of the sprinkler and the mower. Oh well. He does come early. Out the back gate. That point where I say tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.